Welcome to Northern Ag Network On Demand. If you like this program, we'd sure appreciate your comments on the show. Feel free to suggest to us if you've got news or stories you think your neighbors in Northern Ag Network country would benefit from hearing. We'd also like to take a second to thank BNSF Railway for sponsoring our program. BNSF Railway has been partnering with farmers for over 170 years. We thank them for the partnership. Enjoy the report. Hi, everybody. Coulter Brown here on the Northern Ag Network with our Montana News and Agriculture. This week, Brett McCray is our foreign correspondent. He's in Colombia on a pulse crop trade mission with the Montana Department of Agriculture and the state's Pulse Crop Committee. On the first leg of their trip, they attended one of the largest food shows in Latin America. And Department of Agriculture Marketing Officer Weston Merrill, who organized the trip, explained why they're promoting Montana pulses in Colombia.
Colombia is the sixth largest market for U.S. ag products, and it's one of the largest markets for Montana lentils in South America. So we're here with three of our exporting companies for them to expand their markets, make new contacts, and sell more product to Colombian buyers.
Weston explains why Colombian buyers are interested in Montana pulses.
Colombians are very aware of high-quality product coming from the U.S. They buy from Canada, obviously, but they know the highest quality of product comes from the U.S., and it just so happens Montana is the number one pulse crop producer. That's why they're looking for product from Montana, high-quality U.S. product.
Weston said the entire trip is only possible because of the investment Montana farmers make with their pulse crop checkoff dollars.
Thanks to the Montana Pulse Crop Committee, we have dollars that are funded by grower-funded checkoff money that we get to use to come expand these markets. So those pulse crop checkoff dollars are what brought us down here. It gives us the ability to get down here, and then the face-to-face interactions with buyers is invaluable.
We'll hear more about Brett and Weston's trip to Colombia to promote Montana pulses after this.
Montana Cowboy Poetry Gathering, August 8th through the 11th in Lewistown. Cowboy poets, Western musicians, and artists from all over the United States and Canada will gather to celebrate our cowboy heritage. Montana Cowboy Poetry Gathering is a four-day event packed with everything Western. Hourly poetry, music sessions, a jam dance, free Western art and gear show, and Saturday night, R.W. Hampton takes the grand stage. For schedules, tickets, and info, go to MontanaCowboyPoetryGathering.com or call 781-1422.
Our network's Brett McCray is in Colombia this week on a Montana Department of Agriculture trade mission promoting Montana pulse crops. Weston Merrill from the Montana Department of Agriculture explains how they developed the Hola Montana project to link pulse crop producers with importers in Latin America.
The Hola Montana project is unique because it first was an adaptation to COVID, so it gave us a digital footprint, which we didn't have before. That gives customers here a landing spot. There's a QR code they can scan, buyers or customers. There's recipes on how to use these. And it allows us to share the story of Montana agriculture so that these people buying, they can get to know the farmer. They get to know what they do and where their food comes from.
Weston adds, Colombian buyers want U.S. products, and Montana is well-positioned to grow its pulse crop exports to Colombia.
I would say the word in Spanish is onda, which means vibe. Colombia has the vibe. They love U.S. product. The economy is growing here. Because of the relationship and the knowledge of U.S. product, they're still coming and they're still buying. So the vibe is here in Colombia.
We'll certainly be hearing a lot more from Brett in Colombia. Appreciate him making the trip. For the Northern Ag Network, I'm Coulter Brown. Have a good one.